when Galeb started to split off, I was really concerned that that was actually going to not only give people outside a couple of groups to fight, but it was also going to give people inside a fight amongst themselves. And I must admit, at the time, I was quite opposed to the way that Galeb was intending to go. And I think I had a couple of memorable run-ins with Lance Gowland over what he called my conservative attitude, and what I called his, I think at the time, his radical imperialism or something. some words like that. And I know we certainly he and I never ever got on very well after that. I mean, we knew each other and you know, we were part of the thing. I think I tended more towards the... I wasn't in quite in the softly, softly catchy monkey market, and I wasn't in the let's get out there and, you know, beat them over the head sort of line. I was kind of somewhere between the two. The split and some of the rhetoric and the things that developed out of it, I resented, and I think at the time more... I became more annoyed, I think, that there were... that this had to happen. I mean, I was annoyed at the people, and I certainly did resent the fact that they wanted to split an organisation into two, or at least, you know, put something off to one side. But I think I was really and truly more annoyed that it was destroying what I saw as a... and I did know the word solidarity by then, I think, that it made the task more difficult. We now had to get a whole pile of people here on board, a whole pile of people there on board, let alone the people on the general public on the outside that we were trying to convince. But I think the way that we thought, that each of the groups thought we could do this, were probably mostly incompatible. Not all the time, but mostly.